Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Isn't that true in your era of groping and making out with family members, you and Colonel Clank had something going on, Don?
That's my dog. That's my dog.
You never hit the peanut butter with Colonel Clank, did you?
No, sir. I was a guy. I think the guy that did that was, of course, he was somewhere down south. I want to say the guy, another.
So was the dog.
Another famous episode on the show that I'm sure a lot of you don't remember is when we had the guy, I think from Louisiana, who put peanut butter on his, you know, his area.
Yes.
But yeah. not his front area.
Right.
And then let the dogs enjoy it.
Uh-huh. And then there's the, I think it might
it
be.
Really did the trick for him.
It's one of the best urban legends of all is that some people were going to give this lady a surprise party. And she comes home.
Yes.
And they hear her calling the dog. And she comes downstairs naked and she's got peanut butter covering her area.
Love that story.
And I think maybe that's what got the guy calling in. Was somebody calling with that urban legend about the peanut butter and the dog?
Yeah, and we had a segment on the show years and years ago that was an urban legend segment. One was a guy that got hurt like hitting the ceiling fan when he was swinging from
guy wearing a Batman, Batman suit, allegedly.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Got caught in the ceiling fan. His cape got caught in the ceiling fan. And
he hanged.
He hanged.
There's a lot of variations on that. If you go to a website called Snopes.com.
Oh, Snopes, yeah.
A lot of times the guy that hits himself on the head, he knocks himself unconscious and his wife or girlfriend is tied up. But it's always a local politician.
Local politician.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there.
Howdy.
Hey, I'm wondering about the contest today with the dog collar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got to start that pretty quick.
Are you guys going to have a time limit for you to answer a question?
I think we'll have to.
Yep, these are all things. You know, thank you for the help on that. We really should move towards that now.
20 seconds. If you don't answer,
I think 20 seconds is reasonable. 30 seconds might even be more reasonable.
You think so?
30 or 20?
No, it depends how hard the questions are.
He's pushing for 20.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know something?
What?
I had a huge dream last night.
God damn, I keep walking
into
that.
It's sweeping the nation.
I just told Mike, I walk into that with Joe every day. I would just outside.
Everybody's getting excited about it.
Yeah. Outside of Cancer Corner with Joe, just talking about blah, 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 blah. And he turns to walk away, and I walk right into it. He says, oh, yeah.
Hey, you know something?
And I say, what? And he said, he even leaves in the beep. He goes, I had a beep dream.
But Joe changes it to, you know what?
Hey, you know something?
Hey, you know what? What?
Joe loves that as much as we do.
Had a beep dream.
A beep dream.
Yeah, we got those tapes too, but we really should start with the Super Bowl thing.
Okay.
Mike against me.
Ready?
Yep. You and I, mano a mano. With the dog collar.
Ready for the throwdown?
Bring it in, John. Let's see what this thing looks like.
Now, are you going to start on low voltage? Because I guess what half voltage just about knocked John down, right?
I'm going to start on low voltage and stay on low voltage if it bothers me.
I'd like to know exactly what the settings are and what the setting is that made it go all the way from John's arm to his fingers.
Now, are you feeling it right now as you do that?
It's not on.
Let me see.
That's a big freaking collar.
All right.
That's the remote right
and
there.
And a great remote control for
it. Is it on?
No.
Here. How do you turn it on?
Hey, no fair. You don't get to test it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Look at these things.
I know.
Look at those bolts.
They're big like Herman Munster bolts at the side
electrodes.
Of the collar.
They're designed to go through hair.
They're designed to go through hair. Of course they are. They're for dogs. Well, how do you want to do this?
Well, I think we should flip a coin to see who has to go first.
All right.
We also got to figure out who's. Hold on. Before we do that.
Yes.
Before we do that, please. What? Some decorum, gentlemen.
Yes.
Need to know the categories. Oh. Need to know how much time we're going to have.
Uh-huh. I think we should have 30 seconds. And we need to know the number of. Like, what's. How do you declare a winner?
I think whoever can't stand it the longest.
Last man standing.
Whoever can't stand it.
Okay.
Categories, many designed with each of you in mind.
Okay. All right.
Potent potables. Might.
What? Okay.
Potent drinking.
Alcohol.
That's from Jeopardy.
It's Jeopardy.
Okay.
Jeopardy.
All right. Okay. Sure.
Red Sox trivia.
Okay. Are these my categories?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Golf trivia. Uh-huh. Football trivia.
Did we put it in his hands?
Yeah.
Batman's trivia.
I tried to.
He's going to screw me.
In the beginning of the show, I asked John specifically to ask Rob, because I even took myself out of the equation with Rob, because I wanted to be fair.
Okay.
I said, don't make the questions specific. BWAC hard.
I do have one suggestion on as to how we do this. I believe we go back and forth.
What? Yeah, then we have to take the collar off.
Yeah, I know you take the collar off, but you shouldn't have one person because it shouldn't be
shocked. Oh, we should do at least three in a row. Should at least like three questions in a row. That's a minute and a half.
That's fun.
All right.
Also, because I knew you would doubt me, we have 80s grab bag from Trivial Pursuit and true false.
To back up. As backup questions.
Okay, well, you ready to flip the coin?
Yes.
Oh, and John, what's the setting you had it on today when you...
Yeah,
and
start it lower than that,
it was
please.
At 10.
So it was at 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to start at 5?
No, I want to start at 1.
Oh, come on.
No, you can't feel 1.
Oh, you can't feel 1?
No. You got to get to about 5 before you actually feel it.
Let's start at 5, Mike.
All right, we'll start at 5.
Start at 5. Mike shouldn't be playing with that.
Yeah, I'm just putting it down to 5. Somebody's going to lose an eye.
Don't you trust John to do it?
I trust everybody. I'm just nervous. You know how I am.
the coin toss.
Call it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Heads. Mike's calling it. And it is?
Under the equipment.
Tails.
Tails it is.
All right, give me the collar.
All right. Well, I thought I called heads. You did. It landed tails.
Tails came up. You called heads.
Unless you want to get the collar first.
Gentlemen, idiots, when you call heads and it is heads, that means I win.
Right, but it was tails.
So you lost.
Yeah, so you want to get it first?
I'll take it first. That's what I'm saying.
You're not giving it to me first?
No, I understand what's going on. You're a little uptight about it.
To receive.
All right.
Okay. I elect, get it, like electricity.
Right.
I elect to receive.
Now, the two buttons
on. Mike, let me just ask you something.
Yes.
Unless, if you are not so flipped out, I mean, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
No. If you want to volunteer, you go right ahead.
No, well, then you take it first.
No, you take it first.
No. I really thought I was doing you a favor.
You are doing me a favor. I'm acknowledging that.
But now that I realize that, I want to turn it around. No, I'll put it on first. I don't care.
I really see two things here. One is...
It's got two buttons. One of them, for actual dog training, the top button emits a tone and the shock.
Oh, I like that. Oh, well, we should use that every time because...
It's not really loud. It's just basically...
But I mean, it'll indicate what I'm doing. And if you can I try it?
John's going to put it down or something.
Right. Are you going to put it on your arm?
Right.
Go for it.
Can you put the microphone by the thing? Does it make any noise at all when it
will beep? All right, it's probably a high pitch. All right, I'm gonna hit it. Okay.
See, I heard a beep.
All right, ready?
Dog whistle.
What's the setting on that?
5.
All right, hit it.
Right.
Yeah. Hit the bottom button.
Very faint.
All right.
Oh,
did you see that?
Did you see John?
That hurt.
Jerk away with pain.
He winced.
Okay. All right.
Okay, put it on.
Do you want me to keep it on 5 or go to 4?
5's probably a good place to start. We can adjust it later.
Okay.
Keep in mind, that was on his arm. You're going to get it on your neck.
You know what? Yeah. I think I might want to kick. I might not want to receive. No, bring it over. Bring it over. Come on.
That's a stand-up move, incidentally.
Yes, it is.
That's a very stand-up move.
You're my buddy. Come on.
Handsome.
Here we go. Here we go. I feel like the Gimp in freaking Pulp Fiction. I
always wanted to see that.
God damn. This is ridiculous.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Well, Mike, if you had it on, I would say strap it tight.
Okay.
So strap it tight enough so trust me, you know my threshold of pain. If it's a lot, you'll find it. Mike.
I'm not. Oh, I would never do that.
Don't touch that.
I would never do that. I swear to God. Now you're making me laugh, but I'd never do that.
You were looking at that thing.
I would not do
that. How do I look at this dog collar on?
You look ridiculous.
How you doing?
What?
I'm just waiting for this collar to get put on. I want to start. I don't like to waste time. When things stress me out, I want to get it over with.
Right. Damn. Right. Try living in my skin. I got this.
You got it on. But you have a death wish, for God's sake.
I don't have a death wish.
Yes, you always have. You jump out of airplanes, for God's sake.
True.
With a parachute. Come on now.
All right.
I'll say this. He is making it tight.
Yes. Firm but fair.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Oh, Mike, there,
right.
Come on.
All right, let's go.
I think that's right.
All right, we're on.
We don't want to hurt him, so we have to be careful.
I might not even get shocked there.
All right.
What category
now,
do you like?
And if I get it wrong.
I'm going to get it bink. I'm not going to do it long. I'm not going to.
Oh, you're not going to make me anguish and
You know what? On second thought, let John Norman do it.
Well, I want
to do it. So you and I don't do it to each other. That's fair. You don't trust me, and I don't trust you, so we might as well have him do it. I mean, we trust each other
in
20 years of friendship and business partnership.
Here's what I would do to you. I am so exposed right now. Yeah. I have the collar on, and Mike got the thing in his freaking hand.
I expect to seriously tear it from my neck and scream like a woman as soon as I feel pain. That's what I expect.
All right, ask me a question. Let's just get this freaking.
What category do you want?
You hit it, but just wait until I give me a chance if I get it wrong.
Right, and I'm going to do it, Don. I'm going to show you the way I'm going to hit the button. I'm going to go like
this.
Don't
put your finger by it. Oh,
no, I'm going to go like this. I'm going to go.
Okay,
I'm going to go
stop
like
this. Stop it.
What category?
What are my categories again?
You have true false, 80s grab bag, football, or Batman.
I don't know. You pick one, Alex.
All right, we'll start off with a softball. Who created Batman?
Bob Kane.
That is right. All right. No shock there.
So these are 10 questions, right?
Right.
Okay.
We're having 10.
Which Bat villain?
Hold on. They are adjusting my collar.
Uh-huh.
And also now we have the obligatory, because it's the way people are here, is one of the many people saying, that's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike, I'll tell you,
are
the
you
guys.
Are you having that thing on your neck?
The guy's calling from Sacramento.
Ah. Keep that in mind.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm from 1079 or 1 the end, and that's dangerous. That'll make your voice fall
right, that's
off.
A joke.
Everybody's calling with jokes from Sacramento. Oh, what is
that'll make your what fall off?
He's gone. What's my next question?
What is Alfred the Butler's last name?
See, this is why these SPIWAC questions are a killer. Alfred the Butler's last name.
Seconds.
I hope your questions are this hard, Mike.
Just remember, it's the first person who yields. Ten. I'm making sure the rules are really established.
John agreed with me that the questions were
Five.
Even.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to stand up, though, to get the shock.
Time. All right.
Give me a second.
Give me a three count.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
Pennyworth.
F you, Rob.
All right, are seriously. You ready for a three count?
Mm.
Three, two,
go.
One.
Didn't feel anything.
Oh, dear. I'm not going to hit it again.
Oh,
did you feel anything like
no,
I didn't hit
no,
it?
No, I felt nothing.
This right. is like being in the
three,
shut
two,
up.
One.
I didn't feel anything.
Wow. It's like a failed execution.
Balls of steel. Ow, 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 ow. F, I hurt. Okay, there you go. I felt it.
Wow.
Was it bad?
I only felt it on this side, you douchebags. I didn't even feel it on the left side. I only felt it on the right side.
Well, it's only on
what's
one
on the
side.
Right side?
Oh, it's only on the right side?
Right.
Well, then it works, douchebags.
All right.
Bad?
Hey, I'm here, aren't I, Mike?
All right.
It took that long for the signal to get to him?
I don't know. I
wonder what the delay was.
Well, we're on a 1 minute, 40 second delay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Next one.
Who designed and built the Batmobile?
Somebody like Chuck Barris.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, who is it?
George Barris.
That's tough. Good.
One, two, three.
Ow! Ow, ow!
Okay.
I almost felt that.
Give me another one, douche.
I'm hating this because he's going to do it like 10 times, then I have to do it as bad. No, I can quit.
In the Batman TV show, how far is it from the Batcave to Gotham City? You know this.
I hate you, Rob.
Do you?
Let me see if there are any marks there.
I would say I could get the sign in my mind, but I don't know. This is incredible pressure while wearing an electrified dog collar.
Sure.
I don't know. How far?
14 miles.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm ready to concede already.
Wow. Oh, come on. Come on.
I know. I'm just looking at you.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead. Ow!
Yeah. Okay.
How many have I taken?
Did you see the way I'm
that's
doing
three.
It?
That's like three that. Shocks.
Three shocks for four questions.
Whew.
Move okay. on?
Yeah, move on.
All right. Name the two Ohio NFL teams.
The Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Bengals and the Browns. That is right. No shock there.
Thank you. Whew.
How are you doing?
Those Batman questions were harder than
I expected.
How do you
feel? How do you feel? It's just pain?
I feel.
Well, no, seriously.
Oh, he's down.
Seriously.
Come on. BOS, Balls of Steel.
Uh-huh.
What team was originally named the New York Titans?
The New York Jets.
That's right. That is correct.
Phew.
Feeling better now.
A little bit.
Who was the first NFL team to buy a player from another team?
Yeah. You effer. I don't know. The Redskins?
That was my guess. It's the Chicago Bears.
Go ahead. Okay.
I'm sorry. Don, I hate doing this to you.
Don claps his hands together really hard to dissuade the pain.
She has the remote.
What?
I said, not
Not as much as you're going to hate it when he has the remote.
Oh, man. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to. I'd like Rob to wear it, actually. After these questions, I would like Rob to wear it.
I'm going to the true false now.
How many times have I been buzzed incidentally?
Five? Four?
Four.
I'm not going that far.
I get the feeling that my sperm will not swim anymore.
Or they'll glow.
Or they'll swim faster.
All right.
True or false? You can't make a meringue with freshly laid eggs.
Jesus, you faggot.
True. Give him another question.
True.
That is true.
All right.
You got it right.
You got it right.
I told you, these questions are from the, how many of these questions have I made it through now?
That is your eighth question.
Come
two
on.
Two more to go. Two more. Mike, don't worry. I'm
freaking out now.
Good. We're going to have a commercial break before you take your time.
That is so cruel.
Hey,
but it's, you got to do it.
Got to hit the brakes.
Right.
In the early 1800s, Americans used earwax as lip balm.
False.
That is true.
Uh-huh. Didn't work.
Okay.
No, come on.
Well, I did it. I hit it. I'm not going to have you pressing it eight times for me.
I saw the light.
But try it again. I didn't get a shot.
Are you Todd Rundgren?
Ow!
It's a range thing.
See, what you've got to really do, it's almost
oh,
like...
Oh, great. Now I'm glad you figured it out. You get to point it at me.
It is like it's like the infrared on a remote control. You've got to really point it right at it.
All right, this is your final question.
Whew, how many times? Was that five now for me?
I think it was your fifth.
Five shots.
How bad do I suck at this game?
Athlete's foot.
You win.
Athlete's foot. Most commonly develops between the third and fourth toes.
True.
That is true.
Congratulations.
You bat 500. You bat
500. Okay, there you go.
What a relief.
Someone get me out of this freaking thing.
Okay. Check his neck for marks, too.
Yeah
I want to
check it out. Are there any marks? There were not any marks there. Please, we use these on our animals.
Little welts?
No problem.
They have fur. You don't.
No problem.
Remember, quick first.
Oh, Mike! I don't even know what you're standing up for. We're gonna say.
I know,
break.
But I'm just nervous. I'm gonna be standing up through the entire commercial break.
You know what?
Yes.
Maybe we. I had a big dream last night.
Yes.
You know what?
What?
Hey, you know what?
Oops.
No, what? Oh, I had a dream last night.
Hey, you know what? I'm just doing that thing Joe does.
You know something?
If you're up after you make it through your first round.
Yeah.
I'm already ready to double dog dare you to go to level 6 on that thing.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Even with those stupid-ass rigged questions.
We'll see what happens.
Goddamn. How far is it?
I would like to alert our listeners.
To Gotham City.
Who are going to call me and call me a pussy? I am completely prepared, if this bugs me enough, to relinquish after the first shock. And you don't. And those of you that can't handle it, you can cram it. Thank you.
Well,
I promise I won't. Listen, you're my best buddy. I won't, like, go.
I was really, I mean, I tried to be as kind as I could on
that. I'll be a gentle lover, Mike.
Very good.
Aren't I always?
All right. We playing commercials yet?
in just a moment.
When anything's painful, I like to get it over with.
Yeah. See anything on my neck? Nothing.
A little red mark.
Really?
Yeah. You want to do a test with me before commercial breaks?
What, to try it out?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You're killing me.
Listen, if you don't get any questions wrong, you'll never know what it feels like.
That's true.
If you go 10 for 10,
I guarantee you, I'll know what it feels like.
Look at the boy who's come up with the questions.
That's a cinch, yeah. Those were your questions. I can't wait for mine.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.